Officer of the Deck, a memoir of the Pacific War and the sea. Written by Herbert Kriloff, Commander U.S. Navy, retired, and read by Sean Mangan. Herb's ship was recommissioned in the New York Navy Yard, converted to a high-speed seaplane tender, and sent to the Pacific. In the William B. Preston, Herb took part in a great retreat to Surabaya on the island of Java. By good fortune, his ship wasn't sunk, as were nearly all the units of the doomed Asiatic fleet. He wound up as executive officer of the badly damaged Willie B. when the ship was sent to a long-delayed overhaul in Fremantle, Australia. He faced off well-intentioned bureaucracy to marry, and with his bride returned to the States for personal refit and rehabilitation. Now in his 80s, as I am, Herb Kriloff well describes those terrible, sweaty, fear-filled months when the enemy was 10 feet tall and winning in the Pacific everywhere he turned. I was in my beloved old tin can just 2 years, then was sent to submarine duty. He served in his nearly twice as long, then graduated to command 2 much newer and better ships. While aboard, however, we grew to love our old but sleek tin cans, and would not have traded the time spent in them for anything. Here, in these pages, you'll learn why we felt that way. Edward L. Beach, Captain, U.S. Navy, retired.